This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And combined, we're broadcasting out to more than 300 stations all over North America. What's up, Honolulu? What's up, Anchorage? What's up, Seattle and Portland? San Diego, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Arizona, Denver, Colorado. Utah. What's up, Utah? Everybody in Texas, Oklahoma. Did I say Denver? If not, hi, Denver. Minneapolis, Wisconsin, Michigan, Cleveland, Kentucky, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Oklahoma. I'm not going to name all the states. Hello to everybody else on the East Coast, all right? And everything in between. Hi, Canada. If you want to talk to us, it's simple. We got a phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can get a hold of me. I'm on social media everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We have talked so much tonight about legends. Future legends, and not just legends, Hall of Famers. I mean, just a few minutes ago, I shared with you some comments by NFL Hall of Famer, one of the greatest safeties of all time, Ed Reed. As HBCU Bethune-Cookman said, Ed Reed, thanks, but no thanks. We're going to move on with you not being our head coach. We heard from a Hall of Famer in Tom Brady, who was just on his own podcast, Let's Go, sick and tired by Jim Gray. And not specifically Jim Gray, but tired of being asked about his future. Here, listen to this. We played it earlier in the show.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
Ouch. Tom Brady's sick of it. I just mentioned to you Ed Reed. I might as well let you hear Ed Reed as well. He's part of it. Ed Reed was just... he had the job at Bethune-Cookman. He accepted it. He wasn't happy with the conditions at the school. He's on social media. He's apologizing for his outburst. The school has enough. They say no thanks. The students want him back. He wants to go back. The school, as to my knowledge, hasn't said, we want you back. And Ed Reed is like, man, I could have had Deion Sanders' job at Jackson State. Listen to this.
Have other HBCUs reach out to y'all?
We've been in contact with other head coaches from HBCU.
I turned down the Jackson State job to come here, Roland Martin. Prime called me. Deion Sanders called me himself, man. Gave me.
Everything is that Ed is saying is accurate. There have been other offers before Bethune-Cookman in previous years from other
Grambling
from bro.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
From other HBCUs,
Yeah. The passionate individual is Ed Reed. The gentleman speaking with him is Roe Parrish, and the interviewer is Roland Martin on Roland Martin's show. So it's two legends, very passionate. Ed Reed is like, listen, folks, I just wanna be here with the students, the kids. I wanna coach them. They need to take away his phone now. And then you got Tom Brady. Well, he's doing his podcast. He's getting paid, but he doesn't want to be asked about his retirement. And then we have a legend. I guess he's the happiest legend of them all today because he was the only gentleman to reach or pass or go through the threshold to enter into Cooperstown. And that's Scott Rowland. 8-time Gold Glove third baseman, World Series champion, all-star for the Phillies and also the Cards. Scott Rowland, he was like, damn, y'all put me in a Hall of Fame. I didn't expect this. This is what he told MLB Network.
You don't think about this. You know, you think about trying to do the best you can and play for your team and play the game as best you can, and there's such a long road.
Yeah, good for him. He's going in. Billy Wagner just missed it, and Billy Wagner will get in next year. Legends, Hall of Famers, right? You don't need to hear from Aaron Rodgers. He ain't saying nothing. He's talked about himself. You heard from Tom Brady. You heard from Scott Rowland. What about another legend, Kevin Durant? He's getting ready to come back to play basketball in a couple of weeks. He told the media today, yeah, I'm trying to come back before All-Star break, but I haven't even picked up a ball yet. I'm not trying to tease myself. I'm just trying to get stronger. Listen to this about his knee.
A couple hours a day, just small exercises, trying to build my strength back up. Being away from not doing any basketball activities for a couple of weeks can set you back. So I'm just trying to do little things.
Are you able to, like, do you just maybe stand around and shoot a ball, or do you not even?
No, I don't want to tease myself like that. You know, it's tough not being able to go full speed. So I just try to do the small things first, and then once I'm able to get back on the court, do some things, and that's when I'll lock in on that.
Yeah, hopefully watching Kevin Durant is a treat. One of the most unique players ever. I'd love to see him back. It's nice when he's not asking for a trade and when he's just playing ball. But he's one of the greatest offensive players ever. It'll be nice when he's back. And speaking of coming back, we're talking about legends, right? Well, this guy's not a legend. He's just joining one. Bill O'Brien is hooking back up with Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. Bill O'Brien, who was the offensive coordinator when the New England Patriots went to the Super Bowl about more than a decade ago and lost to the New York Giants. He then landed himself a job with the Texans, and we can talk about the other jobs he did with the Texans where he absolutely failed. But Bill O'Brien, after 2 years at Alabama running the offense, he's back in New England. And who would have thought that Bill Belichick would need an offensive coordinator? Who would have thought that Bill Belichick would have taken an approach to bring back another, quote-unquote, old friend? This is the same Bill Belichick. After last season, during the meetings in March, where Bill Belichick stood in front of the media and was just asked about offensive coordinator, of what Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, they went into the season, nobody knew who the coordinator was. And Bill Belichick, back in March of last year, told everybody, he's like, listen, people, I don't know about no damn coordinators, so don't ask me. I don't believe in titles.
I'm assuming you're not going to name an offensive or defensive coordinator this year. Why not?
I mean, I'm not big on titles, so we have jobs to do. We'll do the jobs.
Does that create any confusion as to, like, accountability and chain of command and things like that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what difference it makes.
Yeah, but what, Bill Belichick doesn't know anything, does he? Bill Belichick is just here so he doesn't get fined. and I haven't heard or seen Marshawn Lynch in a while. I hope Marshawn is okay. Anyway, after a crap season where New England did not go to the playoffs, after a crap season where Patricia was pretty much destroyed and Mac Jones looked to go backwards as an NFL quarterback, and Mac Jones was out there, he's pitching a fit. Mac Jones is out there yelling at everybody. Mac Jones is yelling to throw the ball. He's cursing people out. Do you remember this loss to Buffalo? He's yelling at everybody. Listen to this.
They better figure this out because they got a pretty good, decent football team. Yeah, you sit right there. You see the cuss words come out, but he's also expressing himself saying, throw the ball down the field.
Just kind of let my emotions get to me, but, you know, we're kind of playing from behind, and what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going, and that's emotional, that's football. I'm passionate about this game, and obviously you don't want to get your emotions, let, you know, get the best of you, but yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Like, it wasn't directed at anybody, just emotion coming out, and we kind of needed a spark, so.
Man, if Bill O'Brien doesn't help give him a spark, then he gonna be out of there. He was on his way out from Alabama when Bill O'Brien, was on his way in. And for the New England Patriots, I think this is actually going to be a move that works. They were able to work with each other briefly before Mac Jones entered into the NFL, at least in that offseason period. As long as Bill O'Brien is not dealing with roster moves, being a general manager, and he's going to be fine. And we know that's not going to be the case because it's Belichick's show. He's running it. And so Bill O'Brien won't have an opportunity to trade away DeAndre Hopkins. He won't have an opportunity to, you know, bring in, I don't know, a Brandon Cooks who doesn't want to be there. He's not going to have a chance to tank the entire organization. And he should be fine as an offensive coordinator. He's going from the best buddies. It's like another trade. Remember when Mac Jones got selected from Alabama and it's just like Nick Saban hand-delivered him and dropped him off? Well, now he's going another Alabama guy, this time the offensive coordinator, the OC, is going from Alabama up to New England again. It was only a few weeks ago that Bill O'Brien, right before taking on Kansas State, he sat there with the media and he answered questions about whether or not he's heading back to the NFL. And, listen to what he said, and listen to the reality now that he is returning.
You mentioned not having been in contact with anybody from the Patriots. Have there been any other NFL teams that you've been in contact with? And this is obviously the last year of your contract. Is there any interest in returning for another year?
I have a lot of friends in the NFL, so the answer would be yes to that. I mean, I have a lot of coaching friends in the NFL, so yeah, there are some of my closest friends. So. But relative to working in the NFL, no. And relative to working here, like I said, I love it here. I love my experience here. I'm very focused on this game coming up. And then whatever conversations happen after this game, those will take place when they take place. But really just really focused on this game and doing as good a job as I can with the players and the coaching staff to you know, have a productive offense on Saturday.
Yeah, everybody has friends, right? When you're around as long as Bill O'Brien and definitely Bill Belichick, everybody has friends. And so whether or not Bill O'Brien is at Penn State, the Texans, the Patriots, he could be back here at Tech. Everybody got friends. Everybody talks. It's just the nature of the business. It's just absolutely hilarious to me that Bill Belichick, one of the greatest coaches of all time. And yeah, he's gotten his ass whooped over the past few years. He's still a great coach. Can't take that away. Yeah, you can look at some of his decisions and be questionable. But the fact that the New England Patriots are at least still competitive is a testament to him and what he's done, the system and support that he's done. They should be directly in the toilet, but they're not. And Bill Belichick is not a dumb man. He made a mistake. He said, I'm going to bring back these two losers and Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, and I'm going to have them help out with the offense. Well, we saw the results. Mac Jones went backwards, and the Patriots still need an infusion of talent. They need to actually get the selection of talent out of the draft. They need to get that right. And so everybody needs a swift kick in the ass. And smart ass Bill Belichick were last year telling everybody, I don't believe in titles. Well, damn it, you brought one back. His name is Bill O'Brien, and you named him offensive coordinator. It's certainly a step in the right direction, but this is like any other team, any other franchise. The Patriots aren't going to do anything or move anywhere or become competitive again until they get talent in, more so on the offensive side of the ball. Because we still don't even know if Mac Jones can be corrected. Bill O'Brien is certainly going to try, and if he can't help him, then Mac Jones might as well get sent back down to Alabama. Good move, Belichick, admitting a mistake and actually bringing in an OC. He should have did this last year. Sometimes you think you know it all, even Bill Belichick. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. I got one more hour left here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you being the show for the people. I stumbled on your show one night, and I've been listening to it for about 2 months now. I drive trucks at night, and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, I appreciate you listening. That's what I appreciate. I appreciate speaking to you, too, especially when you make sense. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told everybody about it's been a lot of legend talk tonight. We talked right before the break about Bill Belichick bringing back Bill O'Brien to be his offensive coordinator. And I think this is a good move for the New England Patriots, although it's probably a year late. Although Bill O'Brien just completed his contract at Alabama, not to say that Nick Saban was just going to allow him to leave, but it's clear that things were mishandled last season with the Patriots and their offense as they basically went backwards in every category imaginable. We got a lot of callers here on the line. We've discussed a whole lot tonight, from Scott Rowland going into the Hall of Fame to Brock Purdy to Ed Reed. We talked about Ed Reed. Kevin Durant. And so I'm going to get to your calls right now. If you can't call, you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Do it safely. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight?
Excellent. What's up?
I'm good. I came across your program not long ago, so, and I've become a big fan. I want to let you know that.
Thank you.
But my comment tonight is about the Hall of Fame voting today in baseball. Not totally against Scott Rowland going in this year. He has the All-Star and Gold Gloves, of course. But my biggest concern, as I understand, is Andrew Jones. And I'm a diehard Braves fan, I will admit. But Andrew, I think he's been on the ballot about the same amount of years as Scott Rowland has. And I know they play different positions, but Andrew won 10 straight Gold Gloves and hit over 400 home runs. And to me, he should be maybe first or second, at least third year, maybe going to the Hall of Fame on the ballot, and 6 years in now, and he's still only at 55% or something like that. And you may know this, not sure all your callers do, but there's only four players in the storied history of baseball that have hit over 400 homers and have won 10 Gold Gloves. And they're Willie Mays, Mike Smith, Ken Griffey Jr., and Andrew Jones, and that's it. And so he's not got more votes for the Hall of Fame.
He's going in. He's going in. Why are they making him wait? I have no idea. And I would say, although they play different positions, they're comparable in numbers and stats, especially if you want to factor in defense as well. Why they have to go through the ringer of waiting 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years? Why they have to put the guys in tiers of, well, first ballot, second, 3, 4, 5, 6? He's going to have 4 additional years to get into the Hall of Fame, and he's trending in an upward direction. Billy Wagner is even closer to getting in than Andrew Jones. So Billy Wagner hit 68%. Andrew Jones hit 58%. The magic number is going over 75%. And just from last year, Andrew Jones jumped ahead about 20 points from about 40 to 60 here. And so I assume he's going to get into the Hall of Fame either next year or the following. It's just it's a crap system because it's voted on by the writers, and they feel that it's a rites of passage to make some of these dudes wait. Don't mean it's right or take away, but that's unfortunately how it is. And now they even have committees. So Gary Sheffield, and yes, Gary Sheffield ticked off a lot of people throughout the course of his career. Gary Sheffield was also caught up in the steroids and drugs, and so he's still on the ballot. He's about to be off. Damn it, we just had Fred McGriff, Crime Dog, and thank you, Tim, for calling from North Carolina. Another Brave. We got another dude had to wait for a committee to put him in. And so what's the point of having the writers, like, sit on dudes for 10 years just to go ahead and create 4 committees just to kind of sweep up the quote-unquote crumbs? It's ridiculous. 855-212-4CBS. Lynn is here from Iowa.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. This is my first time ever calling in to any show.
Well, thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Well, Brock Purdy, you're talking about legends, and they do have to start somewhere, right?
Okay.
I'm kind of annoyed by the quarterback-proof offense take on things. So I'm wondering, if it's so quarterback-proof, why don't other teams run it? And for me, it's about execution. And so I think he executes Shanahan's plan to a T. And I don't see that all of his throws are that easy. He's thrown into some really tight windows. And so I'm just wondering what you think about that. And then lastly, I think, why show all your cards? I mean, they've been able to win doing what they're doing. I think we'll see. And I work at Iowa State University. I've gotten to see Brock Purdy all 4 years.
You've seen him up close and personal, sure, yes.
I have, yeah. And I could tell you a little story about his sophomore year that he was so successful, too. But I'm just wondering what you think about that. That just annoys me. If any quarterback could play in that system, then
I agree with you. And we've heard that plenty of times. I've heard what you just said, that people think that Kyle Shanahan can go out there and just plug and play with anyone. I'd venture to say, if Trey Lance didn't break his ankle early in the season, I am not so sure that the 49ers would be in the spot and the position that they're in right now. Mm-hmm. Definitely, Trey Lance has a different skill set than both Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy. But one thing that Brock Purdy is doing, and that's, I don't want to say following in the footsteps of Jimmy Garoppolo because he's a different QB, but there's a matter of being efficient. We haven't seen Trey Lance enough. And from what we have seen, this would have been a power run gadget type offense. And now they're able to do a little bit of everything with Purdy in the way. And so I agree with you. This is not just you play quarterback, I play quarterback, anybody can play quarterback for the 49ers offense. Brock Purdy has done a good job. Now, on your second point, I'm not so sure that they are now going to just, quote unquote, open up the playbook here. I think, and this is going to be Shanahan, they have so many weapons. Yeah, they can pull a rabbit out of their hat and they can do tricks and all this other stuff. But as it relates to the quarterback, is this the game where you, quote unquote, want to just let things loose, I'm not so sure. You let things too loose, and you might be behind 14, you know, before you know it. So I think they're going to maintain the same type of plan. I don't expect to see something we haven't seen. I'm sure there will be a flip and a gadget and a reverse and bells and whistles, but I'm not so sure they're going to, you know, stretch outside of what we've already seen. They have amazing talent. I don't think they're going to need to do that if they can all get the ball. And when I say they, Deebo Samuel, Kittle, who am I missing?
McCaffrey.
Plenty of folks. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey, absolutely. So I think they'll be fine. But I don't think they're going to go out of this world.
No, that's my point. You know, why would you go out of the world? And you have to protect your quarterback because you don't have another one. So why would you ask Purdy to do crazy stuff that he may get injured? You know,
wow.
So I actually think they've been playing it a little conservatively and doing what they need to do to win.
Sure.
And using all those weapons.
Against this defense, Lynn.
Why not?
They might have to every now and then.
They might have to. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'm going to tell you that I think he can open it up if he has to. He hasn't had to yet. And
well,
I want to tell you about his sophomore year. The offensive coordinator left. So that would have been Tom Manning. Matt Campbell, and we're not related. My name's last name's Campbell, too, but I get asked that all the time because I drive an Iowa State car. But sophomore year, Matt Campbell called the plays. And so he was able to pump fake and scramble more than he did his junior and senior year. And I could tell you, as fans sitting in the stands, we were always so frustrated. We're like, why isn't he doing those things? And it was, in my opinion, that was the difference in the play calling, was when Campbell was calling it versus Tom Manning.
Okay. Well, if he gets that opportunity and chance against the Eagles, then I'd consider it a W. So let's see what happens, Lynn, okay?
Yeah, I'll call you back if it happens.
Well, win, lose, or draw, call me, okay?
I will. Thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Lynn, for calling from Iowa. It ain't going to be a draw. Somebody's going to the Super Bowl. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls before we roll out. And then we've talked about a lot of legends. Unfortunately, I have to talk about some unfortunate incidents when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going? I love listening to your show. I drink a brewski and listen to you every night after work. Helps me unwind.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, yeah, man. Have more than one brewski. And please, if you're going to have a brewski, and do it responsibly. Don't blame me. Anyway, I'm going to be here with you, I don't know, till the top of the hour for a few more minutes. And so we got full phone lines. We got a couple of stories that I want to share with you before I roll out of here. And then I'll be back with you tomorrow. But for now, I'm still here, so enjoy it. Amy Lawrence is coming through at the top of the hour. We've talked a lot about legends, and we've gone through Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. No updates there. Talked about Scott Rowland going into the Hall of Fame. Kevin Durant will be back, hopefully in a couple of weeks before the All-Star game. Patrick Mahomes is getting his ankle ready. Ed Reed is no longer the head coach at Bethune-Cookman, never formally signed a contract and became coach. And because of his emotions and social media posts, they got him the hell up on out of there, said no thank you. And then Bill O'Brien is back in New England. We talked about Brock Purdy. And then I got to fill you in on some of the bad things today. So, Mike Clevenger, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres, now pitcher of the Chicago White Sox, as you probably just heard from Marco Belletti, he's been accused of domestic violence and child abuse by the mother of his children or his child. She says that he's also been abusive to other kids, children, saying that he threw objects at her, that he threw tobacco on his own child. And she's posted these photos on social media. Major League Baseball is now investigating. Photos don't look good. These are accusations, allegations. I don't think she necessarily bruised herself, but we have to see what takes place with Mike Clevenger. She's also accusing him of doing the same with another child and mother of his children. So time will certainly tell as MLB already starts its investigation there. Tonight on the basketball side, you just heard that the Los Angeles Lakers, they lost to the Clippers. What else is new? 133-115. Kawhi Leonard was actually in action with Paul George. LeBron James had 46 points, and he is now only 178 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So he's pulling up, folks, and he ain't that far away. If he drops a couple more 46 points, he'll be there quick. February 2nd, the Lakers will be in Indiana. February 4th, the Lakers will be in New Orleans. February 7th, they will be at home against Oklahoma City. February 9th, they host the Bucks. And February 11th, I don't think we'll have to wait that long unless he's taking a couple of days off here. February 11th, the Lakers will be in Golden State in San Francisco. But the way he's rolling right now, it looks like it might be somewhere between Pacers and OKC. Congratulations to his son as well. Bronny James was voted a McDonald's All-American. Yes, LeBron's son, so why not? That's what LeBron James had to say a few minutes ago about coming up short versus the Clippers, even though he dropped 46.
I was able to make a few shots tonight, you know, to try to help us stay in the game. I mean, the Clippers, they are really good, exceptionally good when they shoot the three ball, you know. And, you know, tonight they did that. I mean, they made 19 threes, shot 50% from the three-point line.
Yep, so the Lakers will be back in action. They got a back-to-back. They don't have to travel far. They were the home team tonight against the Clippers, but they'll be in action as the San Antonio Spurs will be in the building on Wednesday. Anthony Davis sat on the bench. Anthony Davis, and I know this sounds crazy, prepare yourselves. Anthony Davis is expected to return for the Los Angeles Lakers against the Spurs. Do you expect LeBron James to play a back-to-back? Probably not. But Anthony Davis coming off of his foot injury, according to Dave McMenamin, he's expected to be out there. But it is Anthony Davis, so a strong gust of wind might put him out for another month. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Maya is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing tonight, JR?
I'm good, Maya. What's going on?
Well, real quick, I know you're doing your top six list tomorrow, and you want a much well-deserved vacation for the holidays. Unfortunately, everything happened with DeMar Hamlin, so we never got to hear some of your thoughts or what you're expecting. What are the top six things you're expecting in sports this year? Or is there anything in sports you're excited about? I'm very, very excited for baseball season. First time in a long time. I'm declaring it the year of the Orioles. So,
okay.
And I want to see also what happens with my Spurs.
Nothing.
Still going through these transitions, and I'm just hoping that they do well with these draft picks and stuff this year.
For the San Antonio Spurs, you better hope and pray for Victor Wembanyama. You know, that's a good suggestion, Maya. Thank you so much. There's not
yeah,
really.
Yeah, because this past Sunday was just the Lunar New Year, so
okay.
If you get it in before the end of January, you'll be
I'll think about it, because in all honesty, there really isn't anything that's really standing out to me that I absolutely want to see take place in sports this year. I'm just here for the cool ass stories. I don't really have any wants or desires. I just want good games and good outcomes and good content. Sorry.
That's fair.
I'm sorry. My bad. Hey, at least you can hope for Wembanyama. I can't wait to see him play. That counts for something, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'm excited. Just got to make sure this draft and everything works out.
Okay.
So.
Well, maybe Wembanyama will be on the Spurs. Thank you, Maya, for calling from Maryland. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert. He's calling from Detroit.
What's going on, JR?
I've been waiting about 2 hours to talk to you, man. I'm just going to say this, man. Shout out Scott Rowland and everything. And I'm glad you made a touch on the baseball narrative. But my bite is this, man. Why isn't Lou Whitaker in the Hall of Fame? His running mate, they play 18 to 20 years together. Alan Trammell is in the Hall of Fame. And Lou Whitaker is the 15th best second baseman in all of baseball career. And he's not in the Hall of Fame. And Craig Biesel is above him. You know where I'm going. Let's make it make sense.
Well, I don't think we need to look at the black guy and say, why isn't he in? I think here's the situation. I kind of named this when I talked about the writers. These are the dudes who wrote these guys in. Lou Whitaker has pretty much said himself that he wasn't the most, let's just say, welcoming individual when it comes down to being a player. He went out
Hold on right there. JR, can I don't mean to stop you right there.
Well, you did.
I get it. I'm sorry, sir. But get this. Your actions on the field speak louder than words.
Well, Lou, well, not you, but Robert, you don't have to tell me. You asked a question, and I'm giving you the answer. You don't have to dispute.
I get it, sir.
Yeah, you don't have to
get it.
You don't have to dispute that with me, but that's just the facts. The guys
I
who control.
I'm from Detroit. I watched his career for you.
I'm sure. I'm not asking you about his career. You asked a question,
go ahead, sir.
And I'm telling you the response. You can accept it or not. The gentleman.
No, I get what you're saying.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert. The gentleman who put these guys in the Hall of Fame are the same guys, for the most part, who've had to interact with him. We can talk all we want. He's on the edge. He's on the edge, okay? Yeah, actions should. What takes place on the field should, but it doesn't. That's not the reality. If you treat people like, I don't want to say jerks, if you're standoffish, if you're not welcoming in, they make you pay for it. That's it. I mean, he's not the first dude who's had a good career, a very good career, who can and should be in a Hall of Fame that doesn't get in or is made to wait because the media goes, oh, I remember that guy ain't want to talk to me. Well, that guy was a jerk, or he was standoffish, or he wanted nothing to do with us, or he just wanted to play. Yeah, if you happen to be on the edge, there are a few things that might get you over the hump, and that's one of them. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is here from Toronto.
Thank you again for taking my call again, JR. Yeah, unfortunately, Hall of Fame for baseball, you have Charles Comiskey and Bud Selig in the same hall, so don't worry about it. Sorry about sweet Lou Whitaker. Congratulations, Scott Rowland. Basically, I want to talk briefly about the Buffalo Bills thing. I never expected them to win this season. I couldn't believe the prediction early in the season that they were going to be great. I didn't believe it one bit. And I thought Cincinnati was good. I think Kansas City was going to be good in the AFC. I was surprised this season Brock Purdy was lucky. You know, I have a criticism of Kyle Shanahan. He's a reckless coach, basically. There's too much injuries in the NFL.
Whoa, Rick. You went from the Buffalo Bills to the 49ers in like a half second.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, I just basically, because personally, I think Kyle Shanahan's reckless. All the quarterbacks are injured. Brock Purdy, Mr. Relevant. By the way, we have a Mr. Relevant up here. It was Chad Kelly. He won the Grey Cup of the Toronto Argonauts, by the way. This is how reckless that is. Also, I have a criticism of Philadelphia Eagles with Nick Sirianni. Unfortunately, because of Gardner Minshew II, Jalen Hurd, they were 13-1, and they eventually had a record where they had more losses at the end. You know, this is another example of the NFC in this case, criticism of them. I don't know who's going to win between Philadelphia and
Something about the Bengals while you're at it.
Yeah, Bengals, I have a prediction. I think the Bengals could beat Kansas City. I think Joe Burrow is going to win. Might win because he's the dangerous, dangerous team to be watching. I know the history of the Cincinnati Bengals since 1968 when in the American Football League under Powell, Brown, and Al. They never win. So
Well, tell me how we can.
I don't know if they will ever win.
Well, slow down. Tell me what we can do as, as neighbors to reduce carbon emissions. What do you think about that?
Oh, by the way, eggs are. You want to know about the cost of eggs? I think they were $4
No. I asked you about carbon emissions, not eggs.
Carbon emissions? How do you? I don't know. You want to ask the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Joe Biden to solve the problem of carbon emissions?
Oh, I thought you know everything about everything. I thought you might be able to tell me how we can reduce carbon emissions. I don't know.
How you can solve the problem with Alan from Toronto. Sorry, Alan. I'm sorry, Alan. By the way, CJCL doesn't get talk shows up here. I'm sorry what happened with Bob McCowan had to leave because of cost cutting. What?
Tell me about eggs. Go finish the story about eggs.
I think it were Rogers had a thing about $4. I saw $3.89 on for Metro and Loblaws up here at $3.89 for a 12-pack of white eggs. But they said another Rogers couldn't say it was $4 something. I can't remember. I think it's $4.55.
Did you buy eggs? You have eggs. You have eggs in your fridge?
No, I don't have the eggs in my fridge. No, I don't buy the thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rick.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice night, JR. Have a nice night.
You too, Mike. You too, Rick. Hey, Shep, do you know anything of what we just spoke about?
Talk about everything and the theory of everything.
I don't even remember where he started. Did he go 49ers to Bills and then he went?
Started with the Bills, went to 49ers, then went to Eggs, then went to the Toronto Cup.
Did he mention anything? He said something about the Hall of Fame, too, for baseball, didn't he?
He probably mentioned everything. I was surprised he didn't go Australian Open and Djokovic, whether he had a shot or not at winning Title 10.
He mentioned Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister, and then he went to Joe Biden, President, and he talked about the price of eggs. And he said he doesn't have eggs, but he knows how much they cost. Hey, look, if you're trying to buy some eggs, folks, just steal a chicken from somewhere. I don't know how you produce the eggs after. You got to heat up the chicken's ass or something like that. I don't know how they make the eggs come out, but, yeah, eggs are expensive. Get your hands on some eggs, okay?
We know that.
We know what?
Eggs are expensive.
Yeah, we do know that. That's what I'm saying. If you can find a chicken, it'll steal one. Go steal yourself a chicken, all right? JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'll be bringing you a new top six list, so make sure you tune in. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere, but don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. I'm going to go steal me a chicken, a couple of them.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.